Are you, like pretty much every parent of younger kids I know, looking for a smart entertainment option for your kids? Designed for kids ages 6 and up, Mysteries About True Histories, also known as Math, How Smart Is That?, is a weekly podcast full of time travel, puzzles, hidden equations, history, and humor. Every episode follows two best friends, Max and Molly, who work together to solve riddles and math equations during their time traveling adventures. The series explores themes such as the stories behind math, critical thinking, code breaking, pattern solving, and more, all weaving humor in with education to make learning fun. Episodes drop every Thursday and are about 15 minutes, a great length for transition times during the day or a bedtime treat. Tune in to Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome to the Edit Your Life podcast. I'm Christine Coe.
And I'm Asha Dornfest, and we're here to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome.
We share practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection.
And we believe that baby steps are the key to getting there. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Asha. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
If I sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, it is because I am that. We're sitting here the day after the inauguration. So it was a day of many feelings. And I actually had a terrible night of sleep because James, the poodle puppy, woke up lonely and needed somebody to lie next to him on the floor downstairs. So that was me.
Yeah. Poodle whisper at 3 a.m.
It was terrible. But anyway, I'm here and I'm excited to hear your voice and I'm excited to talk home optimization.
Yes, let's talk about it because, you know, here we are. It's a new calendar year and, you know, it's new beginnings for many of us. But the fact is, you know, we've now been living our COVID constrained sort of pandemic lives long enough to learn a few new ways of doing things. So I actually thought it would be really interesting to revisit some ways that we've tweaked our home spaces to sort of better function given, you know, the limits and the realities of what's going on for the pandemic, more people in the space being used differently and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you had this idea. The irony is actually for me personally is, and I originally wasn't sure like what I would have to say. And then I realized I had some things to say, but the biggest irony is that currently the hardest part of the pandemic and what that has meant in our home is that I've largely lost my wonderful office in the sense that now I need to be sort of downstairs all the time. But, you know, the upside of this time is it has forced us to figure out how to maximize and optimize our space. So this was this was really fun to think about, actually, and for me to like wallow a little less in what I have lost and think about the good things we've gained in our house.
Right. I mean, and it's interesting to, you know, have space to have to really think about, you know, what are we doing in this place? How do we do this? And, you know, it was sort of interesting as the new year actually rolled around, you know, like January 1st, right around that time. I got to say the whole new year, new you, new home, all that stuff. It just wasn't resonating with me at all at the beginning of the year, because in some ways it just didn't. I mean, it was absolutely a new beginning, but I don't know, that's not where my brain was at that time. Mm. But now somehow the idea of making some functional home adjustments really appeals to me. And so I don't know. My brain just popped into that mode. And I'm not talking decor as much as I'm thinking about practical problem solving, almost like, you know, sort of home arrangement hacks in some ways, just again, to realign with where we are right now in terms of how much we're staying home, who's, you know, needing to get on video conferencing when, and all of that. Mm-hmm. Now, I will just say this, that, you know, there is a huge overlap actually between decor and styling and practical problem solving, because that's really what great decor does, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a straight arrow with bright lights pointing to your conversation with Paige Lewin last summer, episode 205, about pandemic home decluttering and styling. And it turns out that was our most popular episode of 2020.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's not crazy.
It's not crazy. Yeah. So I just, I that was so interesting to me. And it you know, first of all, she's brilliant and has so many great practical ideas. The two of you together are, you know, just have such wonderful rapport. But it also just tells me that we're all of us, we're still trying to figure the stuff out. So I thought it would be a good topic to approach in sort of a different angle.
Yeah, I think that's great because, you know, you can always kind of, I mean, life is all about, you know, reevaluation and moving targets and things, and needs will mm-hmm. change as we sort of go through things. So, yeah, and we're still pandemic-ing. So here we are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So before we get to our show, actually, I had a little bit of housekeeping. I did not realize there was a joke in there, but there we are. First, I wanted to say a huge thank you to everybody who has responded to our listener survey. This info, oh my gosh, it's fun to read, but it's also really, really helpful to help us plan our content. So if you have not taken the survey and you want to share your thoughts with us, we would be delighted. We'll link it up in the notes, but it's bit.ly/EYL2021. And then second, Asha, I was so delighted to see our first Apple Podcast review of 2021 come in. Hmm. I'm going to share it. The reviewer wrote, "During 2020, I found that I related to Christine and Asha even more than before. I love their honesty, friendship, and practical advice. They talk about real issues and offer real solutions. Love the show." That just made me really happy. I appreciate it so much. Mm,
thank you so much. That feels amazing.
That's like a little holiday gift or a little New Year gift. So anyway, I just want to say that we are grateful for that, and that truly Apple Podcast reviews really help us. They help other listeners find our show. So if you have a moment, we'd be so grateful if you would drop a quick review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're not sure how to do that, we have instructions at edityourlifeshow.com/help. Okay, now, are we ready to go, mm-hmm. Asha? Shall we jump
yes,
in?
Yes, we are. Let's jump into our tips.
Okay. So the first thing, this has kind of been the biggest thing that has happened around here, is we thankfully have a very not scary basement. it's, you know, pretty clean, and it's not like airy or anything, but it's not scary. And the biggest reconfiguration that has happened during the pandemic, it's kind of been multi-part. One is that we just found we needed that extra space. Part of it involved reducing our shirt inventory for Brave New World Designs because we've been moving and migrating to outsource our production, which has been kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. And we didn't buy anything new, but that has let us, gave us the ability to use that shelf storage space to increase our food storage supply, which was something we were working on anyway, and became very relevant during the pandemic. And then it turns out that the basement has also become a crucial spot, mostly for Laurel, really, but for indoor exercise. So like the kind that you need to jump around for. So that would not be me. I do yoga, but she does a lot of like, you know, HIIT kind of workouts. And so we needed more space for that. And I cannot believe it, but John was very concerned about sort of the impact that all the jumping around has on your joints on a concrete floor. He built an exercise floor.
Wow.
Yeah, just like to take the pressure off. Yeah, like a wood frame with some padding and stuff like that. So,
interesting. So you have like enough height in your basement that you can do that.
Yeah,
our basement is a little low.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's really like the basement is really now super functional because John's workshop is down there, the exercise floor, food storage, and then like laundry and stuff. But you know, it's not mm-hmm. a huge footprint, but we are making the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, first I should say, I grew up in California and nobody had basements. So basements had this sort of allure. When I moved to Oregon, when I moved to Portland, most houses here do have basements. And I'm still sort of delighted by the fact that we have a basement. Mm-hmm. And when we first moved in, it was one of those scary basements. It no longer is. We've lived here for a long time and we've put in some work. But I will just say that we have done some similar things, and we literally do some similar things in our basement. So there's like an exercise space. Again, not huge, but, you know, I mean, not small, actually. Our basement's not small, but there is some exercise space. There is additional food storage and stuff like that, too. And I think I'm just glad you talked about this notion of indoor exercise because, you know, we just bought some of those you know, like rubber pads, little mm-hmm. rubber tiles that you put together for padding. Mm-hmm. That was what we did to make exercise a little bit easier. But I think what you mentioned about it being a small footprint, a lot of what we're talking about here, you know, and you and I are talking about basements, those who don't have basements or just don't have a lot of extra space in their house, these things can be done in very small spaces, mm-hmm. you know, so a very decent workout can be done in not a lot of space. So I am glad that number one, it doesn't take a lot of space. Number two, it doesn't take buying a lot of stuff either. So in our case, so that's really interesting. All right. So like just reimagining the space that you have. So, you know, my first tip actually goes along that direction too. And that was to create a sort of like a plan B desk space. So let me explain what I mean by that, because, you know, each of us in our house right now, we have our own desk and we're all doing our own things, whether that's work or school. And when I say all of us, that now includes my my son, who's a college junior. He's home and doing some college work at home, and my, you know, high school senior daughter. So at this point, when all of us are video conferencing, there are times now when there are conflicts in terms of sound or people needing privacy or whatever. And one thing that we have done, specifically my husband and I, because we share an office, is we've put like a very tiny version of a desk in a separate place where somebody can go and say, hey, I need the office. I need it to be private. Can you go use the other desk? And this is literally like, you don't even need to, I mean, if you just have some old furniture sitting around, it is just, it's just a tiny little desk, a standing desk that we've put in our bedroom. And it's just a place to basically go and stand where you, you know, where you could do some work. And that has really just sort of opened up the possibilities for both of us in terms of when we're studying or when we're working. And it really makes it a lot easier. It can literally be in the corner of your bedroom, in the corner of a, you know, any quiet space where nobody else is for a period of time. It's not necessarily meant to be a workspace. That's been really helpful just to have that place.
That's genius, because we have definitely had a few scrambles. You know, it happens. It happens. So to have something, you know, just in tucked away in a corner, like ready for usage, is so smart.
Yeah. And it does, I mean, you know, it doesn't look particularly great, you know, like, you know, what is visible behind my head, you know, it looks shabby or whatever, but that just doesn't matter. It's, you know, unlike, as you know, Christine, the kitchen table, you know, which I know you're doing some work at these days, and I do too. Unlike the kitchen table, which is like in a thoroughfare of the house, this is tucked away. Mm-hmm. And so it really is possible to use for that space.
Very cool. All right. Well, we have more ideas to share, and we will do that after a quick break.
Especially in this digital age, since we're well beyond handwritten journals and letters to convey history, the preservation of stories is so important, especially from the moms and mom figures in our lives. And if you've been looking for a way to collect those stories but aren't sure how to start, I have a recommendation for you. Storyworth makes it easy. Every week, they email a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And what aspects of having children didn't turn out the way you expected? Your loved one responds to that email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails as they are submitted. And after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. A friend recently shared how moving it was that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, a genius idea for expanding the preservation and sharing of those stories to people in different households and generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. Did you know that hyaluronic acid naturally occurs in our skin but decreases gradually as we age, leading to thinner, drier skin? If you're looking for support hydrating your skin from the inside out, check out one of the tools in my hydration arsenal, Rituals Hyacera, which I take every morning. Rituals products are tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and Hyacera is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They also engage in industry-leading sustainability standards and are a female-founded B Corp, which means they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Want to join me in hydrating from the inside out? Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/edit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/edit for 25% off.
All right, folks, we're back and we are talking about home adjustments for longer term pandemic living, which unfortunately we are still doing. And so one of the tips I have found really helpful, one of the little adjustments that we've done, is to rearrange or add lighting to your house. I find that we are now using the rooms in our house differently. So sometimes places where we used to just sit, you know, and hang out are now places where people sit and work on their essays or whatever else. And so now that people are moving around and using the spaces differently, we need some more lighting and we need it to be more versatile. So we have added just a couple here and there. We've added some really versatile desk lamps that the faces of them can be redirected for better face lighting so that people can video conference wherever they are. And these are, you know, they're not that expensive. And in some cases, we just rearranged the lights that we had around. In addition, we added some power strips to plugs rather than just having a, you know, a wall outlet. Mm-hmm. We just needed more places to plug things in and be lit. And that has made a huge difference in how we use our space. It's been really helpful.
Yeah. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, literally just last week, John came to me and was like, do you have an extra power strip? Those are, mm-hmm. go get yourself a couple of those. Mm-hmm. Well, so you mentioned Plan B spaces, Asha, before the break. And after one of our little emergencies where we kind of needed somewhere else to, needed another space to work, we actually decided to optimize our garage a little bit. So I will say that when we moved into our condo, a garage was not like top of mind at all. Like I had never had a functional garage in my life. But, you know, during cold Boston winters with tons of snow, it's very helpful. We've now given up actually putting a car in it because it's become this sort of weather protected outdoor, I'm using air quotes, space. And in one case, it was an emergency office for a day. So it's not like I actually originally had a version of like, oh, maybe I'll hang, you know, Christmas lights and make it really cozy. I've not done any of that. But what I did do was I swept it out, you know, one day and kind of threw away a lot of the crap that was just sitting around. We have a table in there with a desk lamp, you know, and a few chairs and blankets and things. And so it has functioned as an emergency office. And just last weekend, actually, or we've had done this a couple times where with the garage open, so there's plenty of airflow, you know, in inclement weather, we've been able to have a couple of like socially distanced gatherings in there. So that has been really helpful.
Absolutely. I think, you know, those who are lucky enough to have a garage with a little bit of room in it, that has been one of the more interesting adjustments I've actually seen in my neighborhood, too. And we did the same. So when my son, we have a detached garage in our house with our house. And we, it's funny, Christine, I also never grew up with a functional garage. The garage I grew up with, it was just crammed full of junk and like a car I don't think ever went in the garage. Mm-hmm. And same for now. Our detached garage really is more of a storage space. But when my son came home from college, you know, he lived separately from us for 2 weeks for a 14-day quarantine. And during that quarantine, you know, when he would come over for dinner, we would open up our garage door. We actually didn't go in the garage because our garage is full of all sorts of stuff. There wasn't a lot of room for that. But we just sort of perched plastic lawn chairs right at the edge of where the door opened. So it just stayed dried enough and there was enough space. Plus, we had a little sort of outdoor canopy that just kept us dry enough. It wasn't ideal, but it did work for an outdoor space to sit comfortably, you know, well, comfortably if like completely, you know, wrapped up in a blanket and also wearing your jacket and everything else.
Yeah.
But it worked. It worked as a way to sit. And I think that, you know, right now at this point, you know, we're not talking about, like you said, we're not necessarily talking about twinkle lights in some, you know, decorated space. Any space that literally you can sit with somebody else safely, that's ventilated and distant, helps us actually stay connected to each other. And that is really important. So
yeah, my garage is not Pinterest worthy. It's just, it's functional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Functional's good. And, you know, we're not going to be living these lives forever, you know? And so, but at the same time, we need each other. And so anything we can do that isn't ideal, but works is perfect right now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So my next tip is, it's not about the space exactly. It's about how we maintain the space. And that is, you're going to love this one, Christine, how to really assess and redistribute home chores to better share the load.
Oh, now, yeah.
Okay. Because so in my case, I now have a 21-year-old who is living with us unexpectedly. You know, my son's home from college. He's been living on his own for a long time, and he could do, first of all, he could do a lot more stuff. Second of all, you know, it's more work for all of us in the house. And so this is not just an issue about how to use space. It's also an issue of how to manage our relationships inside the space. And personally, it has been a really good conversation to approach with him, but also my daughter, and say, okay, you know, here we are. We're four basically adults living in this house. Let's talk about the workload. And it's a completely different, honestly, it was a different conversation for us than the conversations I had with them when they were little kids.
Sure. Yeah.
And that was actually, it was actually very edifying. I mean, it wasn't, you know, don't get me wrong. It was not some effortless conversation where, you know, again, everyone cheerfully was just like, sure, mom, let's pitch in. I mean, it wasn't like that. You know, there was some eye rolling and all of that, but it was a very reasonable conversation and very connected to their own independence and their feeling, you know, their feelings of constraints. So just a reminder, you know, if you have older kids back at home, or, you know, it doesn't matter what age your kids are, have the conversation with your whole family, including your partner, including whoever, you know, is living with you, about how to balance the workload, because there's more work than there used to be before.
Oh, there is.
Yes, there really is.
And we have, I mean, we would be remiss if we did not mention that we have a printable PDF of chores you can teach kids in 5 minutes or less. We will link that up. It's so good.
It is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, so my, it's, I don't even know how to categorize it. I just wanted to put in a plug for, you know, sometimes you just need to embrace an imperfect space to do what you need to do. So I wanted to recommend people just, you know, shift their perspective a little bit. You know, some of what we've talked about has been like involved reorganization and whatever, which is, you know, great. And I should remind that we're not talking about making everything beautiful and perfect, just functional. So I wanted to say that one of the most crucial things that has helped me survive the pandemic is my yoga, which I've talked about. I mean, it's like anything from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, usually during the weekdays. It's not long. Today, this morning, I did a 16-minute practice. And really, the only space that I can do that is amidst the piles of laundry on my bedroom floor. We have a kind of weirdly shaped bedroom, and there's kind of this dead space that it's very odd. It's hard to describe. But anyway, so this particular part of the bedroom usually becomes a laundry dumping zone. In an ideal world, all the laundry would get distributed to where it needs to go and get put away. But now that we're all home, I don't know, there's a lot more laundry being happening. So anyway, my messy laundry filled little space of bedroom floor where I do my yoga is so valuable to me, and it's completely imperfect and messy, but I just go with it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm really glad we're talking about this. I need a moment because I got a tangent to discuss. I've got a my dad story to tell, number one. And also, I want to just say that the little tiny space right next to my bed, we have a very small bedroom. That is where that's actually my favorite place to sort of stretch right before I get into bed. It is, you know, I don't even have room to extend my arms. It's not a big space at all, but it there's something very restful about it. So I'm very glad you mentioned that. I just want to tell a quick story about my dad who, you know, I've told many stories about my dad before. My dad exercised every day of his life. And my entire childhood, one of my dad's preferred exercise spaces was the laundry room in the house that I grew up with. Now, the house that I grew up with was like an old 60s ranch house in California. It was sort of falling apart. The laundry room was a mess. Okay. So the laundry room was mostly crammed full with boxes and all sorts of other things. My dad was a bit of a clutter person. There was no space anywhere. My dad spent, all the years that I was growing up basically doing small exercises like standing next to the water heater. Mm-hmm. He had no room at all. And that was just what he did. You know, his exercise happened wherever he was. And, he over the years would have these funny conversations with me. You know, he would always eye roll whenever people would talk about going to the gym because he's just like, why do you need to go to the gym? Why does anyone need to go to a gym? You know, that was his approach. I mean, I don't agree with him, but that was definitely his approach. And I think it just reminds me when I think about that, when I think about just watching my dad in this cluttered laundry room and, you know, lifting up things that were not traditional weights. You know, he was lifting up bricks and various other things, never wearing exercise clothes. That was another thing he eye rolled at. He's like, that's what pajamas are for, is what my dad would say. You know, it's just everything that we are talking about here really is about using what you have and just thinking about what you need in that space. None of it needs to be big, ideal, or new. It just needs to, you know, fit what it is you need at the moment. So that's it. Just had to share my dad's story.
Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have some more tips that we're going to talk about, and we'll do that after a quick break.
As you know, I am all about micro improvements, and if you'd like to dedicate a little time each day to learn a language, I have a great solution for you. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that offers 10-minute language lessons designed to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Materials are rooted in real-life situations, so you can learn important basics such as ordering food and asking for directions. Babbel offers personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations. And their speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. No matter what level you are looking for, casual, intense, or something in between, you can enjoy app lessons, podcasts, and live classes from the comfort of your home on your schedule. Here's a special limited-time deal for Edit Your Life listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for Edit Your Life listeners at babbel.com/edit. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/edit. That's spelled babbel.com/edit. Rules and restrictions may apply. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT.
All right, folks, we're back. Okay, so my last tip of this episode is for those of us who are, you know, making lots of phone calls and doing a lot of video conferencing, and that is to remember to use your car as a private video conferencing booth. Now, I know that a lot of people, you know, probably a lot of people already do this, because I remember that when my kids were babies, I remember my car just seemed like this, like, wonderful sensory deprivation tank. I would go in there, you know, but at this point, you know, in this context, I just have two words that really typify the situation, and that is Zoom therapy. Some of us are have Zoom therapy, you know, once a week, and it's really nice to have a 100% private place to take certain calls, to feel like you can say what you need to say, and, you know, you can just do it. So just don't forget about your car. It's handy.
Oh, my gosh. So that's so funny because you are literally talking about therapy and taking mm-hmm. your therapy appointment in the car, which I know is mm-hmm. very common. When you said Zoom therapy, I thought using Zoom with friends as therapy. And the reason
I'm talking literal therapy, like therapeutic professional on the other end of the line.
Well, which is absolutely fabulous. And I will recommend the other approach that I interpreted because just last week, someone on this podcast might remember that I had a complete claustrophobic freakout and called for some friend therapy. We weren't on Zoom, but we were on the phone, and I sat in my car in the pitch black, and it was amazing. And I talked to a good friend.
So yes,
thanks,
I remember.
Okay. Now that we've got that cleared up.
Okay.
Okay. So my last tip of the episode, you know, I was almost a little hesitant because it might feel a little luxurious, but it doesn't have to be luxurious. But it has been so crucial that it needs to be mentioned. So kind of in the fall, I decided, John and I were discussing something and about sort of home optimization. And we were kind of anticipating the cold Boston winter with some dread. Because among the other, you know, other sort of bits of collateral damage with the pandemic is that we aren't skiing this season, really, because our lives and the way, you know, my kids are in hybrid school, which doesn't allow us to do the proper quarantine window for Vermont and all that stuff. So we're here more than we normally would be in a cold winter. So as we were brainstorming ways to extend our outdoor time, I was like, let's get a fire pit. And I should say we don't have we have a teeny patio in the back. It's not a lot of space. You know, I wanted to invest in a nice one so that we didn't have the thing where you buy like the cheapo fire pit and it rusts out in one season and then you got to throw it in a landfill and then get another mm-hmm. one. So we did invest in one of the nice stainless steel ones, and it has been a huge quality of life sanity saver. Mm-hmm. It has extended our outdoor time tremendously, even if we just do one fire a week. But I would otherwise, we've been able to like have a socially distanced, you know, meet up with a, you know, another couple outside. And I would normally never spend 3 to 4 hours outside in the freezing cold. But with a fire, I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you are able, you know, if you have the space to sort of build your own with stones, or I don't know how people do this. I'm sure you can look it up online, but I would recommend it if you have space to do it and it's cold where you live, because that has been huge for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have friends who have one, and we sat around with them, you know, in a distant way not too long ago, and it was absolutely lovely. I mean, it really did make a difference. You know, the other option is to just get we got a very inexpensive electric patio heater. Ooh, yes. I know they were a little hard to come by, but that is another possibility. And I'll tell you a third possibility. Now, I don't know where she got these things. A friend of mine actually got electric, almost like outdoor electric blankets. I mean, they were like, you plug in a blanket and you put it on your lap and it had like heat in the blanket. Let me tell you, sitting under one of those things was like a next level experience.
Okay, I think I need one of those.
Yeah. I will say that I just use whatever ratty blankets we have in our house and I bring them outside. Mm-hmm. And that makes a difference. Layers are good. And so anything that, you know, anything that can increase your warmth, but a fire, sure. There is something, I don't know, there's something really primal about gathering around the fire, and something just sort of hopeful. It makes you feel connected. It makes you feel connected to the seasons. It is very special.
It is, and it feels like you actually want to be sitting there. There's mm-hmm. something about versus feeling like you're forced to sit there, you know, with mm-hmm. the pandemic situation. So it is mm-hmm. it is nice, and of course, s'mores. So, you know, that among my food storage is an ample supply of marshmallows and graham crackers and chocolate bars. Wow. So
So
you got to be prepared. You got to be prepared.
Oh, that's nice. I'm never prepared. My kids always ask whenever there's a fire around. It's like s'mores. It's like, okay, s'mores is a camping thing. Okay. But I know. You know, nobody agrees with me.
I know. All right. Well, anyway, we need to wrap this episode, Asha. So I would love to hear what your next edit is.
All right. So let's see, my next edit actually in some ways is to go all the way to the beginning. And that is to really identify one problem in your day-to-day life that could be addressed by switching things up at home. So sort of this is the first step, I think, to even deciding what kind of adjustment or tweak you want to make at home. Ask yourself, what needs to run a little more smoothly? Like, where is the friction in our house right now? And what are a few ways that we can address it? There might be some solutions that you just haven't come up with because you're thinking about your house in a certain way. And I think it helps to really focus on what identifying that problem so that you can come up with some solutions.
Mm-hmm, all right. Sure.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, mine is going to be in a completely different direction. We didn't talk about this at all. And it is to acquire a hard to kill plant. I have been talking with people so much about plant therapy. It is real. And I want to also share, though, that though we know lots of like serious planters, like plant people, I am not great at plant maintenance. So that is why I recommend a hard to kill plant like a pothos plant. I am working on one of my projects. I think I've mentioned it on the show, but one of the things that I have been working on very, very slowly since the beginning of the pandemic is filling a wall of shelves entirely with plant babies rooted from like plants rooted from other plants. It's all two types of pothos variations. So there is, it looks, you know, some of the plants look a little different, but it's just the coloring on the leaves and it's just very joyful. So
I need more houseplants. I'm like so into gardening and I'm not into houseplants, but that's so anyway. Okay. We will discuss houseplants at some point. I think that's a great tip. All right. Okay. So just put a pin in it to discuss plants at some point.
All right, cool.
All right, friends. We hope you found this episode helpful. You'll find the show notes for this episode, including links to resources we've mentioned, plus lots of great related episodes at edityourlifeshow.com.
And this week, we'd like to know, what's your favorite space in your home right now? Hop over to facebook.com/edityourlifeshow and look for the question of the week pinned to the top of the page, or you can chat with us on Instagram at edityourlifeshow. We'd also be super grateful if you would drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model. So that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.